Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Scott Leake, and welcome to Riverina Local News. A mostly sunny day across the region today, heading for 27 degrees in Wagga and 30 in Griffith, making news Thursday, December 1. Hillston on track to pass record flood level, and Riverina homes remain in high demand. It's looking likely Hillston will cop multiple prolonged flood peaks. The Lachlan is sitting at about 3.3 metres and could rise to 3.5 by the end of the week, taking it beyond the August 1990 flood level. SES officer Jake Hoppy says levels are fluctuating, but that isn't a sign things are getting better.
What we're expecting is that we'll see more than one peak approach Hillston. So even though in the coming days the water may drop several centimetres, we are expecting a second peak to come through with larger flows, prolonging that flooding.
We're still in the midst of a mild upswing when it comes to house prices in our patch. In the past month, values continued to grow across the Riverina. However, Tim Lawless from CoreLogic says price rises are slowing down.
We saw values rise by 0.5% through November, although the quarterly numbers are down slightly, down 0.7%. We're still seeing unit values holding relatively firm, although on fairly low sale numbers.
A home in the Riverina will set you back an average of $447,000. As we head into summer, the latest bushfire outlook for the Riverina is predicting a fairly normal season ahead. We're expecting above average rainfall over the next few months as La Nina drags on, although Inspector Ben Shepherd from the RFS says it will start to dry out towards the end of summer.
We can expect those grasslands to start curing and drying out, and that's going to prove problematic for firefighters because it increases that grass fire risk. Now, with grass fires start incredibly easily. They spread incredibly quickly, in fact, three times quicker than a bushfire.
A new state government program is promising to give Riverina councils and ratepayers better bang for their buck when it comes to curbside bin collections. A $16 million service delivered through the Environment Protection Authority will help councils join forces and find waste providers who deliver the best value. It's already proven successful for a group of councils in the Central West.
We think the savings here for councils should be over $170 million. But more importantly, the outcomes will be superior because the councils are able to join up with either other councils or new innovation that's happening in the sector that they wouldn't otherwise be able to access.
Environment Protection Authority Chief Tony Chappell there. Having a look at sport now, it's history in the making in Qatar this morning. The Socceroos advancing to the round of 16 for the first time since 2006. Matthew Lecky proved the difference for the green and gold, notching one past Denmark in the 1-0 win.
Cuts back inside, one way then the other. Yeah. He scores for Australia. Matthew Lecky embraces the moment for the Socceroos.
On SBS there, the goal proved vital after Tunisia sealed a massive upset, defeating reigning champions France 1-0. It meant the Aussies had to defeat Denmark or be sent home packing. That's all for this episode of Riverina Local News. For more news and opinion throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.